This meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Plinko?
Here.
Tymic?
Here.
Noon?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conrad?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
First up, we have our minutes of the regular meeting of August 18, 2015. So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on these minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, do we have any correspondence? Nothing that came in late?
Nope.
Nothing discussed now? The one that we do have, we discuss in executive, correct?
Correct.
And at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. It's not necessary, Ray, but...
Oh, no, I will.
I will. You know the drill?
I do. Good evening, everybody. My name's Ray Rice. I am the managing member of Jade Partners Washington LLC, and we have the redevelopment property on the PNC Bank, the Crowsers, and eventually the municipal parking lot. And I am appearing here tonight just to make sure that everybody on the council is aware, and I know there's been some testimony before the planning board. We actually have started the process to bring the buildings down over there. One of the aspects of that process actually involved asbestos abatement, which you're required to do under the law in the state of New Jersey.
And we have your form right there, your notice.
Okay. So just so that everybody's clear, first off, I've been at this 30 years. Rest assured, we would never go out and do something without having the proper permits in place. There was an asbestos audit that was actually done on the property by our consultant, which is this, that also got turned in with that notice. Because we are not a public building, and by that, that would be a municipal building, it could be a school, it could be a college, it could be a university, but something of that nature, under the law in the state of New Jersey, in fact, we are not required to file for an asbestos abatement permit. And initially, because of a, what will I call it? A...
Misunderstanding.
Matter of inquiry brought by a neighbor to the DCA office down in Asbury, the gentleman there, Drake Rizzo, contacted us. I had a very long conversation with him where he said, "No, unequivocally, you need the permit." There was talk on his part that if we didn't have it filed that day, he was going to fine us, et cetera. I was very clear with him that, in fact, we didn't need it. Subsequently, that my contractor spoke to him, who is a licensed abatement specialist in the state of New Jersey, and in fact, despite Mr. Rizzo's interpretation that we needed the permit, we got the DCA office on the phone in a conversation with him, and at the end of the day, he called me and reiterated that he was in fact mistaken, and that that permit was not required. And so our next circumstance at this point in time is we're just waiting for the demolition permits to be issued. We need a disconnect from Jersey Central Power and Light, which could be any moment and could be a little bit longer.
You're at their mercy right now.
Yes, and I also stopped in and saw Christine and told her that, you know, we'll give her notice so that she's at least prepared for calls of concern that may come in. Okay?
Is the demolition of the building going to be any explosives, or it's just going to be knocked down?
It's going to be knocked down.
Okay.
We could blow it up, that would go quicker.
Good way.
Okay. But that is not, no, that is not in the intention.
That is not the preferred.
Yeah, it will be pulled down, whatever we can recycle and use on site, we will. But it's a pretty straightforward process.
And of course, that requires fencing around it.
It does.
All that kind of...
It does. There's a whole protocol. We just brought down in Hackettstown the Bergen Tool property over there, and that was 110,000 square feet, and no complaints whatsoever.
Good.
So, we will be prepared.
Okay. Do you have any idea when construction may start?
Well, you know, the goal is, the demolition is probably going to take about 45 days in total, between the bring down, whatever we actually got to remove off-site, the recycling, and then the site work would literally go right after that.
Okay. So, you're looking at about 50 days, probably?
No, I mean, I think the site work aspect, it'll probably take about 2 months.
Okay.
Our goal is to have all that in, plus footings for a building, prior to the weather getting real cold, so that we can build through the winter.
Okay.
But we are anxious.
So, are we.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Thank you for your time, and that's it. Okay?
Yep.
Have a good night.
You too.
For those who came late, we're in the audience portion. Anybody would like to speak?
Sorry, I'm late. John Monteverdi, Executive Director of the BID. Washington Theater. Everybody knows that we have a group looking at the Washington Theater, very interested in doing some renovation and some exciting things with the theater. They're actually going to be here at the next council meeting, presenting themselves, all their hopes and aspirations and requests for funding. I think you're going to be quite interested. They put a press release out. I had to fix a few things. They had everybody going to Washington Township. I told them that we're in the borough. So, they're going to be coming here instead of going to the township.
Well, they can go to the township when they ask for the funding.
Okay, I'll let them know that. Two of the gentlemen that will be here are Jay Arrington and Ron Foster. They are with Music Art of New Jersey. They are a nonprofit. So, they'll be pleading their case at the next council meeting. Festival in the borough. Things are going fairly well. We lost 3 food vendors at the last minute, so if anybody knows of somebody who has a food truck that doesn't compete with some of our local eateries, I would greatly appreciate you letting me know. I think we lost the Hawaiian guy, which I understand, who I understand was a big draw. So, we could use, I've been running around for the past week trying to find people to come to this. I went to Piggy's, not happening. We're really very late, so if you know of anybody, I appreciate it. The Night of the Living BID, the invitations will mail this week, so you should all be getting an invitation this week. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, our reports.
Motion to receive and file.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the reports?
I would just like everybody to take note on the police report, if at all possible, down the bottom. I don't know how often people read these reports. It's a little concerning there. CDS alcohol incidents, 92.
Yes.
Domestic family issues, 81. That's a large amount.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very large amount. I'd like to see a better breakdown of what that is, like CDS versus alcohol.
I was kind of thinking of it from the standpoint of what is in which community, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
You could do that, too.
To give us a better idea of what's going on.
Do you see the interactive crime map?
I have.
You can kind of get an idea of where these are coming from.
Yeah.
I asked a while back for a breakdown, especially about the mileage.
No, I'm not talking about the mileage. Because those numbers are actually pretty high for 1 month. They're extremely high for 1 month.
Is that something you'd like me to ask them to do, or should we...
You know, when it's that high, yeah, I think I'd like to see the difference, you know, so then that way maybe we can tailor something to address alcohol versus drugs. You know, I know that we do the municipal alliance thing, and maybe we can do something a little more.
Yeah.
In the way of education.
Yeah, the alliance is geared more towards the kids.
And when they break half of it down already, well, just continue breaking the rest of it down.
Yeah. I mean, those numbers are very disconcerting.
And in fact, Christine, why don't you request them to break down the bottom part into all the individual township, borough, and Oxford? It would be interesting to see.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Mr. Higgins, Street Committee. Should we start there?
I'll find out which book goes to the street first.
Okay.
No, it's not this one. Okay. Streets. We met on last Tuesday. Dick Thompson was there, Robin, me, and Blossom. We talked about, we narrowed down the roads that we were going to do this year based on cost. We have a chart here. If you want me to read them, I'll read them.
Maybe just what you're going to, what you're looking to do next.
As far as, which roads?
Yeah, which roads would be paved next?
From Pohacon Street on Park Avenue to Railroad Avenue. Let's see here, North Prospect to Carlton.
So, how do you go through them, Dave?
Yeah, you got them.
Yeah, I got them. I got the ones that we picked here.
All right.
It would be Park Ave, which would be the remaining uncompleted work from what the EPA will finish down to Railroad Avenue. Presidential Drive from Flower Avenue to Harding. West Warren from Lincoln to Belvedere. East Warren, all of it. And West Stewart from Grand to Lincoln.
Are they finished on Park Avenue?
Pardon me?
Are they finished?
It looks like they paved there already.
They are finished paving.
They finished paving, but they were there yesterday doing something in the street. Yesterday, and they have the street cut off again.
I think they were installing pumps into the wells.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope so.
You want me to find out?
Hmm?
You want me to ask her? Yeah. Okay.
Please.
And we also discussed, because it's going to come out of the streets money, Mr. McGuire stuff, that we'll need a vote on later on.
Correct, yes.
And that's about it. That's what we discussed there. We did talk a little bit about the mid-block crossing there, about maybe just paving everything, shortening up some entrances, and then marking the crosswalk. Is that it for the streets?
Two other things, Dave. One is North Lincoln is now complete. That was done on the Thursday and Friday prior to holiday weekend. In addition to North Lincoln, both Fillmore and Jefferson were milled and paved as well. So those are all complete. We also discussed the 2015 state aid applications. And committee decided that North Prospect Street from Carlton to 57 and also Broad Street basically from Upper Park Drive up to Route 57 as well would be the two applications that we would submit for this year.
Has there been any discussion about Grand Avenue? I know I get a lot of questions about that.
Well, listen, Grand Avenue is going to be a major expense. You know, you remember what, 7 years ago, it was like $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Right? To do,
but I think that was...
milled and taken down, new curbs, all of that stuff.
Right, that was going to do sidewalks, too, I believe.
Yeah, sidewalks, the curbs, the whole nine.
Yeah.
So $1.5 million. I don't know, you know, if we get $150,000 in a grant, that's... barely a drop in the bucket.
But would it be feasible to just pave it?
Oh, I don't think so, because of the way the crown is.
The crown's like that.
I mean, it's cracked, and that's gonna have to be all we, if I'm gonna spend, let me rephrase that, if we're gonna spend money.
Gotcha.
To get something done, like Grand Avenue, it needs to be done right. You know what I mean, because the way it is, it's gonna cause further erosion, and it's a waste of money, because we're gonna be digging it up anyway. Remember, when the municipal, sewer utility goes away, that money that's there is ours. That's all I'm gonna say. Becomes the borough's.
Okay.
And we're gonna have a hefty sum in that.
And that sounds like it's a perfect segue into the sewer committee.
Oh, yes, how about that? Now, let me get the right book. And we gotta start on next year's roads, taking a look at that. And they're gonna, as we get further away, what we've been doing is, we've been doing the smaller roads, just so everybody knows, and, you know, we're trying to get as many done as possible for the amount of money. Either next year, we're either gonna have to put more money in the I hate saying that, more money in the budget to get more roads done.
We do.
Or to get bigger roads done.
Hey, did we get to the handicap park, handicap spaces in the park? The email, remember this?
Yeah, I know, was that done?
That's what I'm asking.
It is done.
Okay.
It, no, I'm asking.
I have no idea, I'm asking you.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Do you know if that's done?
Was I copied on the email?
What email?
Didn't you just say?
You texted me.
Yes.
Yeah, but we talked about that here, personally. Like, face to face.
Painting them?
No, paving them, where they're all dug up, you
know,
they were,
yes.
Because we were
there. Yes, yeah.
They did it.
No, I don't believe that they did it yet, but it will be done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
They have the work order.
They had me there for a minute.
You had me there, too. They have the work order.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, this was something I think I had just mentioned, that we have to pay to decommission the mill this year, right? And we put money into that. And we're paying for the crosswalk this year and those.
No, the crosswalk will actually come out of the 2016
okay.
budget, because we're going to work to get it approved by DOT. We're going to,
okay.
the next step is to submit the plans down to DOT,
okay.
have them review it, which will probably take 90 days or so back and forth. Mm-hmm.
So is that why we can pave more other roads?
Correct, because
we're not
that was
using
allocated
the money
for
the
crosswalk. For the 57 crossing in this year's budget can now be used for the additional paving.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to say.
Sure.
So we know next year already, we're talking about $65,000-$70,000.
For the crosswalk?
Yes. But then the state's going to, and that's not, we're not going to lay the final code over. The state's going to take care of that.
And that makes sense.
So we are saving a little bit.
Right. And that's what we thought we were going to do this year, but then
correct.
It was postponed. Okay.
Okay, the sewer. All right. South Prospect Street.
So
it's all yours, Dalton.
Okay. The plans for South Prospect Street are complete. In finalizing the plans, if you recall from the previous plan, I believe it would be the last, well, if you're looking at Gardner's Court, would be the last home on Gardner's Court at the end of the block. There was an issue with a sag in their line. So in order to correct that, we started looking at the entire line, obviously. In the previous plan, that entire line was being replaced because it was being pitched the opposite direction to go back out. We're not doing that any longer, but in order to fix that portion and looking at the entire sewer main along Gardner's Court, the entire main has issues along its length. It has multiple sags, multiple cracks. And in discussing with the committee, I offered my opinion that, you know, only replacing or repairing a portion of that line only leaves the possibility of issues down the road. So we had completed the plans with the idea that we would replace that entire stretch as well, in addition to doing the pump station and the force main. When we did the original estimate for the pump station, we were very conservative in our cost because we weren't sure exactly what type of equipment we would be using or would be required to use, and whether we would be able to use the siphon as the essentially tunnel to get that force main through. I think I had told the council the last time we discussed this, we estimated it to be about $130,000. The pump station portion of the cost has now gone down significantly. And I believe we had roughly it's now down under $90,000. And again, these are our estimates. We're in the process of getting contractor estimates as well. The additional sewer main work along Gardner's Court, we're estimating to be about $55,000 or $60,000. That would be the replacement of the existing terracotta line with the PVC line and replacement of all the laterals for all the homes going into that line, which brings in the cost of the project still at about $160,000 to both repair the entire line along Gardner's Court as well as do the pump station, which would fix the entire problem. Whereas just to do the bypass, the last estimate we had, I believe, was about $220,000. And that was really just, in my view, a patch. So the next step is we can do the two pieces of work separately, because the Gardner's Court portion of the work does not require a TWA permit. It's a replacement. So as soon as we get a price for that work and it's within the contract amount, we can go ahead and do it immediately. There's no waiting. While we're doing that, we can now, because we were working with Veolia to get the right pump equipment and to get specifications from the pump manufacturers, we can submit, I believe it was next week, we're looking to submit the TWA, put the permit together, submit the TWA, and get that process moving forward, if council approves, to move forward with the entire scope of the work, begin working on the Gardner's Court portion of that work and getting that portion done, so that when the force main is approved and permitted, that other remaining work will be already out of the way and will just be the connection of the force main. It'll require us to bring three-phase service down a couple poles. It's a minor thing we have to work out with JCP&L, and we're in the process of doing that already.
Thoughts? Did you get the additional cost just to replace for the replacement line? You said you were going to try to get that.
We're waiting on the contractors to give us that information. As soon as I get it, I'll forward it to Christine and she can get it out of council.
Okay. Now another question that we had there. Since it's all within the scope of the work on Gardner's Court, do we have to amend the contract with Veolia?
I believe in speaking with Leslie, we were looking at it today, the only amendment would be attaching the new set of plans to the contract document. Everything within the contract document falls within the budgeted amount and falls within, so it's just a matter of reattaching a new set of plans to that document. Am I correct?
Yeah, and even if we needed to make some changes to the amounts, it would be a very simple amendment that could be drafted. But right now, as it stands, this contract amendment refers to Exhibit A, which is a set of plans that no longer is going to be applicable. So we could just attach the new plans and do an amendment, and it would be very simple.
Okay, well, my recommendation is that we move forward and get that project started. And it's going to do it, fix it the right way.
So do we need to vote on it?
We do need a vote on the plans.
Okay.
So I would make that motion that we approve the plans. We've actually seen the plans.
Okay.
So, Dawson, is there anything that...
No, I can put a PDF set together. I can get it to Christine. 15, she can distribute it out to the rest of the council, if that's okay, just so everybody can get a chance to look at it.
In that motion, do we need to say that you can start when you get the cost? I mean, we don't have to go ahead and say at a different council meeting, go ahead, okay, this is what they're saying, as long as it's within the budget and amount, right?
We already approved an amount.
Correct, is that correct?
Yeah, that's fine, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, well, I will make that motion that we approve the plans for the South Prospect Gardeners Court project.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion?
I don't need a roll call on that, do I?
You probably should, Mike.
Let's do a roll call then.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimka?
Stay.
Okay, there were some other things, right?
I'll go through them real quickly. The Quick Check hookup is now complete, and we're working with Quick Check to determine what their yearly fee would be in terms of their EDU estimation, or which is based on their water bill. So we're waiting for information, but the work is done, the connection is complete, and that's moving forward. We're on track for the permit renewal for the sewer plant. We have all the information. We've talked to DEP, and that's moving forward. That shouldn't be an issue. Some information that came in after our meeting, Dave, and I know when we had talked at the meeting, we had talked about the EPA looking to direct its discharge over to the sewer plant. That seems to have changed a little bit, where now the EPA now says they can now discharge the groundwater.
Back to square one.
And there may be some intermittent need to discharge to the sewer plant. I'll work with Christine to sit down with the EPA to understand that a little bit better so that we can determine what applicable fees would be and how we would estimate that. But it does not look at this point that they would be discharging full-time to the sewer plant, that their last try at the well actually worked, according to them.
And are you going to have require them to have samples of influent effluent for the sewer plant?
I believe that was part of the original agreement, and so that's something that will work out, and I think that's something they're required to do as well.
But it's by their rules, not ours, really.
Yeah,
I mean, predominantly, not always.
Yeah. And we hadn't, because we had not had confirmation from them, we haven't sat down and negotiated all of the details on how that would take place and what would be required. Now that we have a better idea of how much and how often, we'll sit down and get a better feel for what the magnitude of that would be.
Can I be privy to that meeting?
We can do it as part, Christina, I think we can do it as part of the SOAR committee.
Right? Sure.
Yeah, we can get them to come in.
Okay.
Sure.
Anything else, Dawson?
I think that was it.
Okay. We have no new business. We have no old business, no ordinances, so we can go to new business. We have four resolutions tonight, which I think we can do all together, 148, 149, 150, and 151.
So moved.
Second. It's a redemption of a tax certificate, an adjustment of sewer billings, another redemption of a tax certificate, and a refund of an overpayment of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody's had all the proper approvals on everything here, Christine?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion on any of these? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimka?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the bills?
Question. Give it to Mike. The microfiber towels on page 4. They get them all the time, fiber microtowels?
They get them as necessary when they're washing their trucks. They're getting black stuff off of it. certain greases.
Okay.
And I have one more grease stain. Very grease stain. Thank you. Page 11, recreation. Do we get paid the school $50 to play tennis?
You went to courts.
I believe so, yes.
Reservation?
Correct.
They don't charge the general public when they raise the reservation?
Ethel, can you offer anything?
What do you say?
For the reservation for the courts at the high school.
Page 11.
For tennis courts. I believe that's for the clinic that they're holding.
That's for the clinic.
Yeah.
That's for the clinic.
Oh, okay.
That's for the clinic.
I didn't. You think they reserved tennis?
Yes, that was for the clinic.
Okay, I have no problem there.
Okay, any other questions? Roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Primko?
Yes.
Higgin?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except fire company, rescue squad, and things from Tractor Supply.
That brings us to your recap. We didn't give you much today, did we?
No, but I've had a busy 2 weeks, so.
I'm sure we'll find something for you there.
I'm sure. Set up a sewer committee meeting with the EPA. I will reach out to the police department for a better breakdown of their police reports on the items that we had discussed. I will reach out to the EPA as to the kind of work that's still going on down on Park Avenue. So far, that's all I have, Mayor, except for one item. I don't know, Dave, you want to address the Green Street issue at this time, or?
Well, I'm going to defer that to Dawson because he has the numbers, but I'll make the motion.
We received two bids from two contractors for the sidewalk replacement in front of 23 Green Street. One of the bids was proposals was for $10,000. The other proposal was, I believe, 86. Do you have the exact number?
$8,600.
So those are the two numbers we got. I think we had estimated the last time was between 7 and 8. I think it was
right at
80. So if council so chooses, that's the lowest number we had gotten. It's a local contractor, K&A Paving. Does work locally here.
I will make that motion not to exceed $8,600 for the work to be done on Green Street in front of the McGuire's fishing.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? I have one. Dawson, do we know the kind of work they do? Any experience with them?
Yes, they've done work. I believe it was Franklin Township. They did work on another project that we were just involved with over there. They did very good work. I think this is fairly straightforward.
Reputation is good in the industry.
Very good reputation locally. They were actually recommended to us for that project when one of the contractors walked off the job. So, and they performed admirably on that project.
Okay. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgin?
Yes.
Noon? Yes. Heinrich?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Plumko?
Yes.
Okay, do we have anything else we need to talk about?
The other item, I believe, has to be an executive. I have
right.
to talk to Leslie about it.
All right.
Well, there's an additional item.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
When we were talking about the streets, I never go to the streets committee, but I had mentioned this previously because TransOptions is doing that safe streets and they're monitoring people jaywalking, et cetera, and I had mentioned that I thought it would be a good idea to look into having another crosswalk at School Street, but I don't know what has to be done to do that. But again, if you look at...
On School Street or across
57 at School Street?
That would require...
That's That's an application to the department for a mid-block crossing, and that would require, I can look exactly what would be needed, there would be traffic counts that would be required, and some other things to really need to justify.
Because people cross there all the time, and at this point now they're jaywalking. So, I mean.
They're gonna do it regardless, whatever, they park there and they go to Gibson's Gym.
Exactly.
They're gonna do it anyway.
Make the whole town a pedestrian crosswalk.
Well, if you have them in more places, people are more likely to use them.
Well, if you're gonna do that, then you go, what about the parking there, because they park right to the curb on both sides to let kids out to go to the daycare center all day long.
And then you can put one in front of Warren County Pharmacy, because everybody parks there, cuts right across the street.
Go to the pharmacy.
It just has to be the enforcement and the awareness.
So that is a sensible place, just because it's actually a corner, so.
I'll do some research, I'm sure there are, and I don't know them off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are restrictions on the number of mid-block crossings within a certain distance that you can have. And if you start requesting them, then they will probably request a larger traffic study to see if the warrants are met for a signalized crossing. And that becomes a large, even on a state highway, if you're requesting it, the state may asking the borough to contribute and so.
I would just caution council on the expense of undertaking this at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Might be cheaper just to put a crossing guard at the mid-block crosswalk during school hours.
Right, because I know there's another crossing up by
the church.
There's one at the church.
There's one at the church. There's the 57, you know, by the parking lot there.
Right.
So I don't know the viability of adding another unsignalized crossing along.
And then you got the hydrant across the street from that intersection, too.
Again, we keep talking about wanting to have people go to local businesses and go into town, and if people can't cross the street, it creates a problem.
But if you put the crosswalk there, then you get the fire hydrant there, and then the fire truck's going to block the crosswalk, and then you got problems all over again.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, again, just a suggestion. Whether it's feasible or not, I don't know. So.
Okay. Well, I was going to call for council remarks, so I guess that can be part of it for you. You have anything else, Ms. New?
Not that was it.
Okay, Mr. Heinrich?
I got nothing.
Ms. Connery?
Just a question about the handicap parking at the Warren County Pharmacy. Is that going up? Because I haven't seen the signs up yet.
Well, they just started working on them, and but we'll get there. It's in my report. We just started working.
Okay.
Warren County Pharmacy?
Yeah.
That has, that's the state.
No,
we're talking about handicap.
I know what you're talking about.
But we had one there. You were talking about taking it away. It was two there, and you took one away. And I said, for the seniors, that we put it back. And you said, okay, in your report.
Yes, we did approve the keep it, too.
Yes, you did.
Is this on Route 57?
Yeah, it is.
It's on Route 57.
So we're keeping both of them.
I know,
that's correct.
But
we
were there.
Right.
But there's one sign there.
But there's one sign there.
Right.
So we're missing a sign.
But
two parking spaces.
Yes. Okay. There's supposed to be two parking spaces.
There is two parking spots, but one sign. You're correct.
Right.
That's why when people park, they don't know if it's before
exactly.
the sign
or
after the sign.
Exactly.
Well, I'll give you, there's an approved parking plan that was approved by the state
right.
2 years ago.
And those two are in there.
Right, they're in
there. That's what has to be
right.
striped out.
So either the state needs to provide the sign, or I think they do, actually. It has to say NJDOT.
Yeah, I don't know about the other ones.
I'll check on it.
All right. Ethel's right. There's still those two spots, but there's only one sign. So people don't know if the handicap is before the sign
or after,
or after the sign.
I'm sorry.
So
I was confused. By
right.
Time.
And then that's the one that got the tree.
I've got handicap signs all over the place.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's right. And that's the one that's in the tree that nobody sees anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Paint the tree blue.
Mr. Thompson.
Two things. One, the water tower up on town property, what's going on?
They just did some site work out there. They had to have to look and see the feasibility of where they were going to place it. I received a call about a week ago from the person from New Jersey American Water, and they do want to get together and discuss feasibility, so that's something that I'll bring Dawson into when we're ready to move forward.
The solar farm, what's going on?
We've been passing some emails back around. They
wanted to have a conference call last week. They were supposed to give us a number.
Provide a number, and they never did.
Never did.
So we're chasing them down to get that number.
And last thing, sewer subject, the time clocks.
Yep, we'll get them done.
Still looking for this year, or are we going to hit for next year?
We'll get it this year. I made that promise to Robin, last meeting.
Anything else, Mr. Thompson?
That'll do, thank you.
Ms. Klinkham?
I have nothing.
Mr. Higgins?
Festival in the Borough.
Yep, be there.
The end of this month, correct?
26th, yep. One day, kickoff party the Friday before.
At your office?
No, in the park.
Dave, you and I may need it there for our depositions.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be there too.
Okay, then you too.
I know that Christine put out the convention thing. I would recommend at least one day for everybody if you would go, one day. Second thing, Dawson, the dam. Are we going to move forward with that this year?
We are.
Okay.
I'm in the process of communicating with a... we have to do in... We got a ruling from the State Historic Preservation Office that indicated that a architectural, historical architectural study needs to be completed and submitted to SHPO so they can determine what, if any, mitigation would be, which typically is a plaque, a sign, or whatever, but this evaluation needs to be completed first. Before they originally thought they could do it in-house, we sent them what we had. They sent us a letter back and said sorry, and they gave this whole long letter of requirements. So I'm reaching out to two firms that I've worked with in the past that do a ton of this work, and getting some costs from them to get it complete. Until we do that, our concept plans are done. We sent them to the state. That's what they used to evaluate where we were. And until this gets completed, we really can't move forward on it.
And we're not going to be penalized by the state for it, are we?
No, we're still in the process of doing the biennial inspection. We're just about completed with that. That has to be done either way. And that's just really in doing a visual inspection and filling out some forms. Mm-hmm. So there will be no penalties.
I did go up and check out North Lincoln, felt faster there. That is, people are going quicker up that road now than, it's flat. Kids are having a good time playing on it. Pastor told me that she was going to meet with Stan Prater to see if at the end, instead of a speed bump, they could put a dip in their property to slow people down. Was something else too, and I can't remember. Oh, the house, 149 or 147, 146.
149 North Lincoln Avenue.
149.
It's in the
ask me about that.
Foreclosure process.
Foreclosure process. Okay.
It takes interim foreclosures can take quite a while.
Well, they're pretty happy because they had part of that. They had three properties next to theirs, I think, deemed as historical properties or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And the guy with the tractor trailer, he moved out. Is gone.
That's good.
So yeah, so they're good with that. But there's some things from the junior high, like signs and barrels and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that go right up to their property, the back of their property, and they think that might be on their property. I don't know if you've seen it when you're at their roof. I saw the signs. You know, they were just like stuck in the woods. So, that's it.
Okay, Rich, you have something else?
Yes, I forgot. Speaking about North Lincoln Avenue, they would like two signs up there, kids playing.
Children playing.
Children playing. If it could be put there, these kids playing the street up there in that area.
Lily, do we have to do that by ordinance?
I don't believe so, but let me check on that and I can, I might know tomorrow. I don't think so.
Yeah, to just let the people know that when they're going through that there are kids playing.
Right, I was asked for a school zone sign because it looks close to the school. They could put up like a school zone sign.
I think the school is responsible for that.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Can we look into that too, I think?
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain determining factors that what require, what is the school zone, I think.
Well, that is a drug-free school zone.
How many feet before you can.
Right, there are certain requirements.
There are, but we.
Do we know where the signs want to go and whether they're met? Well, we're just talking about children playing, slow down.
Yes.
Well, I have the address right between the one, Carlton and Library.
From New Street to the end of the property.
Right, but someone asked of me to get a school zone sign, so when people come off Carlton, they know it's a school zone, and then if they see the children playing sign, they just know the whole way. It's all in the school zone.
The whole thing is.
School zone is drugs.
If that's drug-free school zone.
Yeah, there are certain requirements, we'll look into it.
I'll look into that and I'll see. I'll see what needs to be done.
But they wanted something, some type of sign so people slow down in their area.
Okay, anything else, Rich?
I tell you.
Okay, I don't have anything. So I'd accept the motion to go into executive session for purposes of litigation? After a 10-minute break.
And wait a second, and I would like to add contract negotiations.
Okay.
And the other thing, Christine, is there a different category for?
No, I believe that's litigation as well.
Okay.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in